Welcome back to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. My name is Angela Bachman, and I'm here with Brittany Sheets this afternoon.
Hey, everyone.
And we also have Deb Klein with the Cleveland Jobs with Justice. Deb, welcome back.
Thank you. Good afternoon. It's always good to be here.
Always good to have you. And we wanted to talk a little bit about Women's Day.
That's right. This Sunday, March 8th, well, it's always March 8th, and it happens to be this Sunday, is International Women's Day.
That's exciting.
This year's, yes, it is. This year's theme happens to be Make It Happen. And all around the world, women will be celebrating our day. And actually, this year in Cleveland, the Women Speak Out for Peace and Justice will be holding their event next Saturday on March 14th to celebrate International Women's Day. So it's just encouraging women to get together and recognize one another, and they always have a really nice event and give awards to women leaders here in Cleveland. So, but the interesting thing, and we were talking about this a little bit, is the United States has never signed on to CEDAW, which is the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, which was, it's a treaty that was adopted by the United Nations back in 1979. That's 1979. And we've just chosen never to sign on to this treaty. And it's a treaty that is calling for the discrimination, to end discrimination against women in the world. And it's just, for some reason, we've never signed on to this treaty, which I kind of find appalling. There are some people that think that if we sign on to the treaty that it would supersede state and federal law, and that's one of the myths, of course, but the powers to be just think that that would happen. But there are countries like Botswana, Moldova, the Ukraine, Japan that have all signed on to this treaty, but for whatever reason we have not, and I just think that that's appalling.
Yeah, it's surprising to me. I just don't see why not.
Yeah,
you know, it seems pretty obvious.
Yeah, we're both kind of sitting here just, yeah, like staring at each other, and we're just kind of like, like.
Because it makes me think like the Declaration of Human Rights, because, I mean, that's another one that we haven't signed on to as well. You think all these treaties that make so much sense.
Yeah,
like,
right.
The United States is, for as advanced as we say our country is, there's so many, like, simple, straightforward UN treaties that we've not signed on to.
Yeah, we're just sitting here, with, like, confused looks in our face, and we're just like, I mean, it feels like it should be a no-brainer.
Yeah, you should have seen your jaw, like, drop and your eyes go wide.
Yeah, I just, it seems so simple, and it's not like most of these UN treaties are really anything that's huge news or shocking, you know, a shocking advancement of rights. It's more like, hey, treat people like people.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Well, here's one of the myths. This one is really good. CEDAW will be used to destroy the traditional family structure in the U.S. by redefining family and the respective roles of men and women, or could be used to usurp the proper role of parents in child rearing. That's one of the myths.
Who said that?
Was that a Fox News host?
No, this has to be really old. This has to be from the when they initially refused to sign it in the 70s. Please tell me that's true.
No. These are some of the newer ones. CEDAW supports abortion through its promotion of access to family planning. The treaty will threaten single-sex schools and require gender-neutral textbooks. It might be used to sanction same-sex marriages.
What exactly is a gender-neutral textbook? I don't understand.
Probably get away from strictly using like word like he or whatever, he or she. Would...
Right. Yeah, require the legalization of prostitution.
What? I have not read this document, but I seriously doubt that.
These are their talking points, like the legalization of tell me some of the countries that do have legalized prostitution have signed on to this thing. That's almost what I'm wondering, too.
This is... wow.
What this is, most people that know about CEDAW, it's referred to as the Bill of Rights for Women.
Okay.
And just like the Declaration of Human Rights. I mean, it's just ridiculous, but this is what the arguments are against CEDAW, and we have to continue to put up with this, but again, it's coming from the opposition. You know, those that somebody just recently, just the other day, said this. Wait a minute, aren't you supposed to be in the kitchen making sandwiches?
Oh my gosh! Oh,
no. I'm sure that was sarcastic. Yeah, that had to be sarcastic.
They were being very sarcastic. It was a friend of mine talking to me. Yeah. They were being very sarcastic. You know, it's like, wait a minute, I think somebody forgot to tell me that. but that's the same kind of mentality though, and that's one of the reasons. And you would think that the United States would sign on to this treaty, but we haven't, and it just doesn't make sense. But that's, again, we're in a society where we as women are only making, and it depends on what report you read, but 70 to 76 72 to 80 cents on the dollar. And that, as white women, when you start getting into women of color, they make even less.
That was exactly what I was just about to say. I was like, this, you know, ties hand in hand with the whole inequality issue that we currently have and we've been fighting and facing for basically ever.
Yeah.
Right. And it gets worse when you start talking about women of color in different ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's sad. It's really sad that it's that big of an issue, because it really should be a no-brainer. It should be a no-brainer that we are all people and human beings, and we all work. If you do the same job, there's no reason why you should not be paid the same. The same thing with this whole thing. It's a Bill of Rights for women. It stands up for basic rights that should just literally be a no-brainer.
Well, Brittany, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, we all have brains, and it makes sense to us, and the people that are saying the kinds of things that we're talking about here, they clearly don't.
I think that's why
there's a no-brain from the other side.
Here's the issue. Common sense is not common. A lot of people don't have it.
Right.
They don't get it. They don't have it, and they seem to be lacking it, and that's a big problem.
Either that or they're insistent on stomping on other people. And here's, Deb, I'm going to admit to a little bit of my naivete. Whenever you first started talking about this, I thought, oh, this was missed somehow. Like, this wasn't intentionally shot down. This was somehow lost along the way of all of the treaties and all the things that people do and all the, you know, all of the legislation, blah, blah, blah. No, that's wrong. Some people just hate women, apparently.
Oh,
well, and this comes from Amnesty. I have an Amnesty International fact sheet because I wanted to check some of the facts, but this comes right from the Amnesty International. It says the United States has the dubious distinction of being the only country in the Western Hemisphere and the only industrialized democracy that has not ratified this treaty.
There you go. We're number one at something, right?
Well, you know what? We tend to be number one a lot.
Yeah, in the wrong way. Yeah. And for the wrong reasons.
In the wrong way.
Oh, in the wrong way.
I mean, and that's our problem. We talk about health care. I mean, when it comes to really taking care of our own people, whether it's our women, whether it's low-income people, we really blow it in this country. And we need to really stop. And I've been talking to a lot of my friends, and they're like, well, you're getting pretty bad. You're getting pretty radical here. And I'm like, yeah. The older I get, instead of calming down, the more radical I'm becoming. So
you are one of the most feisty people we know.
I love it, though.
It inspires me to do something when I grow up. Well, yeah. Come on, guys, you got to catch up, because you know, as we get a little older, you know, and I've already been told I'm becoming an elder. So you know, I need you guys to catch up.
We don't say elders. In young worker initiatives, we say well seasoned. You've been simmering and well seasoned. You're just about ready for delicious consumption.
I'll take that, but I have already been called an elder. So, and I said, what does that mean? I can't get arrested anymore.
That people will feel bad for you when you get arrested. Like,
they'll give you the
nice cell. Look at them; they're arresting grandmas. What are they doing? It'll be perfect.
They'll give you the nice cell and the cushy handcuffs.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. But you know, we are really blowing it in this country, and we need to start taking action. So
that's right, Deb. Yeah. And we're at the end of it here. But how can we find out more about you guys and the Cleveland Jobs of Justice?
You can find us on the web at clevelandjwj.org. Or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ClevelandJWJ, or follow us on Twitter at CLEJWJ.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Deb, as always. That was Deb Klein of the Cleveland Jobs of Justice. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman and Dave Levine, and you've been listening to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham.
I'm going to say Perez, and I believe in a Silicon Valley where people like me are seen, where people like me are no longer invisible and are valued as part of this community.
Silicon Valley in California is arguably America's billionaire capital, where occupational segregation also makes it one of the most starkly unequal regions in the U.S. Mostly white male tech billionaires and millionaires live the American dream, while mostly black and brown service workers live like peasants by comparison. Silicon Valley Rising is a new labor clergy community coalition determined to use solidarity to improve Silicon Valley workers' lives. The Teamsters recently won elections to organize drivers that transport Facebook, Apple, Google, and eBay workers. Teamsters Local 853 Secretary Treasurer Rome Alois describes some of the gains Facebook drivers made in their very first Teamsters contract.
Average wage increase was $5.73 an hour. For people that were paying $1,200 a month for their insurance, pay nothing. Over the term of a three-year contract, they will have $10,400 contributed into a pension plan for them. And we corrected the shift splits wherein if you don't want to work a shift, you bid a straight shift and you don't have to. And you get guaranteed pay for that hours, which, by the way, with the new increases, will pay them more in that single guaranteed shift than they were making sitting around 12 and 16 hours before.
Apple and Google have also both agreed to stop contracting out security jobs and instead hire them as employees. The 2 million home care workers in the U.S. earn a median wage amounting to just $13,000 a year. They're organizing a two-week town hall blitz in support of their movement for $15 an hour and a union. Town halls will happen in 24 cities. U.S. Labor Secretary Tom Perez will join home care workers, clergy, political, and community leaders to advocate for the workers. A National Employment Law Project report says if all 2 million home care workers were paid $15 an hour, it would add up to $6.6 billion and as many as 50,000 jobs to the U.S. economy. The GOP-controlled U.S. Senate voted this week to kill an NLRB rule speeding up union elections. The AFL-CIO supports the rule because employers use long delays between the time a union files for an election and the voting to intimidate and scare workers into voting against the union. President Obama has threatened to veto the anti-union bill. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says he will sign the anti-union right-to-work bill Monday. The Republican-dominated Wisconsin Assembly is expected to deliver the bill to his desk this week. Wisconsin workers rallied again Thursday against the bill, and public testimony on it has been overwhelmingly against it. This newscast made possible in part through underwriting support from the National Association of Letter Carriers and from the United Auto Workers. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.